Hi everyone, how are you? Hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining in. I'm Maryam Hudayfi and I'm happy to talk to you today about navigating between composables. A little bit about me. I'm a Google developer expert for Android. I develop Android robot apps and Android mobile apps. Let's get started with this session's outline. First, I'll talk about Jetpack Compose Intro, just in case you're not familiar with it. But I'm assuming that you have at least the basic knowledge of what composable functions are, so you'll be familiar with the code sample I'll be presenting throughout this session. Next, I'll talk about Compose Navigation Setup. Then I'll show you how to pass different arguments. What is Jetpack Compose? It's Android's modern toolkit for building native UI, and it helps us write UI very fast. Other than the UI, the rest of the application will be pretty much the same. You will be using the same libraries for the local storage and for the network layer, and so on. Another thing is that Compose can be easily integrated with the layout XML files, so it could be added or integrated to an existing project. Our session today is titled Navigating Between Composables. So, what are composables? They are functions that are marked with composable annotation to differentiate these functions from other functions. And together they build a Compose application. Now, this Compose application can be a pure Compose app, which uses Jetpack Compose for all the UI, or it can be a hybrid Compose app, which uses both Jetpack Compose and XML layout files for the UI. Now, if you have a Compose application, you will need to configure the navigation between composables. In classic views, if you have fragments, you can use navigation component for the navigation. While this is a valid option to use in Jetpack Compose, if your composable is embedded in a fragment or so, but you still need a navigation option to use if you have a graph of pure composables in your Compose app, whether your Compose app is a pure application or a hybrid one. This option will be Compose Navigation. Compose Navigation is a library available for apps that use Jetpack Compose for the UI, and as I mentioned before, it's not the only way you can navigate between composables. But it is the way that we are going to discuss in this session. So, for the sake of this tutorial, I will use this app, which is a cat adoption sample app I built as part of the Android Dev Challenge. Here we have two screens. The first screen contains a list of cats, and the second one contains specific cat information. This is the all cat file where we have a composable function to display a list of cats. And when clicking on a specific cat row, we should navigate to the detail screen of that specific cat. And this is the cat detail screen where we display specific cat information and we have an icon on the top row to navigate back to the All Cats screen or the home screen. For now, we cannot get to the detail screen of any cat unless we set up the navigation first, then use it. So let's get started by doing that. We start by adding Navigation Compose dependency in the build Gradle file. After that, we should go to the main activity and define a nav controller. And we will need to remember this controller using remember nav controller. This will be used later in the nav host. The nav controller remembers the navigation stack of the defined composables, and it is defined before the nav host, and it will be passed to the nav host and also to composables who need access to it. Then we need to define a nav host. The nav host takes the previous nav controller that we defined and a start destination of type string and a nav graph builder. Here the nav controller will remember all the composable destinations when the user navigates to them, creating the navigation backstack. The second parameter is the start destination, which is the route of our first composable that we want to be shown to the user. All composables must have a route of type string associated with them. We can define all of our composable routes in the nav graph builder. The nav graph builder constructs a new navigation graph with all the composables defined within it. The way we define a destination in the navigation graph is by using composable, which in this scenario takes a route of type string and a composable function as the destination. Here we added the same route we use for the start destination, which is all cats. As you can see, the start destination takes this route, which is the route of this composables to display the all cats. So this is the route, and also it takes a composable function as the destination. For that composable function, which is all cats, we passed a cats list, but I'm assuming in a real world application you need to pass a view model here instead of passing a list. So by passing the view model, you can get access to any list you want, whether it's coming from the local storage or from the network. Now we configured our first destination, which is the all cat screen, but what about the cat detail screen? For the cat detail screen, we have many cats, as you can see here. And to define which one to navigate to, we need to know the ID of the cat that the user clicked on. For that, we will need to pass a navigation argument. Let's demonstrate passing different arguments between two destinations. The approach I'll show you applies to all primitive types, including integer, string, boolean, float, and long. In our cat adoption app, we are defining the ID to be of integer type. Now, inside the nav graph builder, let's define the cat detail screen route and the composable destination the same way we did with the first screen. As you can see, the route screen, this is the route screen, it has a curly braces with name cat ID. This cat ID is the dynamic value that we are going to pass each time to navigate to the cat detail of that cat ID. Not only that, this is not the only thing that is new here. Also, we're using the arguments parameter here. It takes a list of nav argument with a name and a type. This name matches the same name as the name passed in the route above. You can see here is the nav argument and it's the same name. It's the cat ID. And we defined the type to be of type integer, as you can read here. So far, we have a route and arguments to pass through that route. What's left is the destination, which is a composable function. Here we call the cat detail screen, and we saw previously that it takes a cat ID of type integer as a parameter. To pass the existing cat ID, we will use the nav back stack entry and read the arguments there, and then get the integer that is associated with the name cat ID. And if this value was null, we put a default value of 1 instead. Or you can put the default value for the cat ID here along with the type, with the integer type, you can put a default value here. You can see we finished setting up the navigation destination. Let's actually use them to navigate once a click event is detected. In the first screen, when the user clicks on a specific cat row, we need to add the navigation here on item clicked. We need to add the navigation here. And to achieve that, we actually need to get access to the nav controller. Then we can use it to specify the route of the destination. To access the nav controller in the first